Okay. So we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Hi, kids.
Hey, you.
Sorry, but.
Did everyone get a chance to go over the May minutes?
Yes.
Anyone move?
I move to accept the minutes as they are.
Second? I wasn't here.
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Notice of appearance of interested citizens showing none. Projects and reports, lesser markers, Jill.
Okay, I did talk or email with Dave, and he says the Cummings Lane is the north line of the T.D. Kaiser, south line of J.B. Kaiser donation land claims. There is a county brass cap at the center line of River Road. T.D.'s claim runs south along Cherry to about Industrial Drive, then west along the south boundary of River Road Park to the river. So.
Wow, that's a large area.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other thing he mentioned, I know about where JB's house was. If we're interested in putting a marker there.
Is that what he said?
Uh-huh. That's what he sent in the email. I think that would be cool.
Yeah. Way cool.
So I guess we have to look at, find out exactly. I don't know what that county brass cap means at the center line. Do you know what that means?
It's a marker. You see them sometimes. They're about this big, and
right.
They're usually set down in the dirt, just at the
At the center line of River Road.
Yeah, they're usually in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm. Huh. In the intersection.
Okay. So does that mean
really
that's
really slow and try not to wreck? No.
Reference. These for reference for location.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's what they are. Mm-hmm.
So would that be considered a marker? No, wouldn't be a marker then.
No, I believe that the intent of Dr. McGee when he talked about putting a marker was he knew that it was somewhere in the middle of River Road, and he thought we should put a marker on one of the corners nearby or on a sidewalk close to
the
sidewalk.
So we're looking at Cummings intersection, Cummings and River Road. Right?
Yeah. So any of those four corners, isn't that where? Oh, let's see. The church isn't there. I don't know what's on Cummings. Oh, it's where the
it's
subway
the church,
is.
It's the church. It's the Astro. It's Arby's, and it's the sub shop.
There is a church. Is it Faith Lutheran? It's the other side of Faith Lutheran. I'm thinking of where Jude's. So
right,
they're further down.
Right.
Okay.
No, it's,
there
and
you
I can't
go.
Think of what denomination that church is.
The Lutheran
right there.
Church, Faith
is
Lutheran.
It Lutheran.
Yes. Okay. Uh huh.
So we need to just think if we want to put something there at that.
We would need to talk to them and see if they, because they would probably be the most interested in placing something. Would be.
I think there's, okay. I think there's a bus stop there too, isn't there?
Is. There?
It would be good to have one there because that's where people would notice
Hunger
it the
Gate
most.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then it would be the.
It would be talking to the church
chariot?
To see if.
Yeah.
Talking to the church to see if they're interested, and then talking to Chariot to see if that's
okay,
an option.
Okay, I can do that. All right.
I don't think you can talk to Chariot.
You don't?
Because it would be on the church property. You'd put a post with a little sign on it. It would be all, I think.
Okay, so talk to the church.
Church
on the corner. So we're talking Cummings and River Road, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Faith Lutheran.
So, I'm sorry?
Faith Lutheran.
St. Lutheran?
Faith.
Faith Lutheran.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then, Jill, don't you think we should find out? I think it would be cool to put a marker where the J.D. Kaiser house was.
I said that I would talk to the committee first and get back to him.
Good, okay. So we probably need to get some kind of consensus from the committee.
Right. So what does everybody think would be a good idea? Do you have a marker where J.B. Kaiser's house used to be? The son.
Right.
Not Theodore. Because wasn't he in Wallace House Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wouldn't matter to me. He's the son, not the founder.
Maybe we should find out where it is. If it's off the beaten trail, it would be
pointless. Right, it would be pointless.
Yeah, but
yeah.
If it's somewhere that would be
where the exact location was.
It might be kind of fun.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Debbie. I always appreciate your input.
So talk to Dave.
Yeah.
About house. Okay.
Location.
Location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else, Jill?
Nope, that's it.
Rhonda Geocache. So I did speak with Mike. I don't know if anybody knew that or not, and he eliminated it off the websites.
Oh, good.
Yes, those good. Are closed.
Okay.
Yeah, I was Thank able you. To get a hold of him. So that was taken care of. I'd missed a meeting a few months ago. Kathy, Mayor Clark had been in here, and something was brought up about it, and she had talked to Mike, and I had talked to Mike, and so we had to wait to see if there was a reason she needed it, and there wasn't, and so they've been eliminated. So that's the websites. Okay. They've been deactivated, actually, not eliminated. Deactivated.
I don't think I have them on the brochure anymore, but again, I don't think I have it on the website, but I'll make sure we don't have it listed on our website either.
Thank you. Yes, because they are deactivated. Anything else, Rhonda?
No.
Sorry. Calvary Remount Station. So I did receive an email back. It was from the manager that something he said he would have to talk to corporate regarding.
Okay, so bring me on to speed. What is the Calvary Remount Station? I'm brand new, so I'm trying to learn.
I'm screwing those up. I'm on the wrong one. Yeah, sorry. Calvary Remount. I've dropped the ball on that one.
Okay.
Literally. Write it in the notes, Debbie. Sherry dropped the ball.
No report.
Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet.
the signage is Schoolhouse Square. That's
right. That's the one. Yeah, that's the one that he replied back.
Right,
said
that
he.
Was 2 months ago.
Right.
You haven't heard anything.
No, that's when he said it, but he'd have to talk to corporate. And he has not gotten back to me. And no, I have not followed up. I will follow up with an email. I jumped ahead. Calvary Remount Station. We have to talk to history. Somewhere around here, there was a station, a meeting place, a fort, besides the Wallace House one, in regards, and we're waiting for the historian from Salem. I've emailed with her once, phone talked with her once, and I've just dropped the ball since then. I've just been real busy. Jill, informational signage at Kaiser School.
Yes, did you get my email and print off those websites?
She sent it in the attachment too. It came out in the packet with everything.
Okay. Tammy Wild sent us all these different websites that we can go out to and look for all the pictures and information about the school move, about the history of the school, and possibly pictures we may want to use on the Schoolhouse Square sign. So I thought, since there were so many of them, that have everybody go out and look at them, and we'll all take a pick, you know, our top five or something. And that way, because we all have to vote on them anyway, so I thought that way everybody can go out and pick what the one.
If I may,
I would suggest that everybody, each one of you, pick a website, and then that can be your homework. And when you find maybe five pictures that you like, you send them to me, and then I can put them all together so they'll be in a packet next meeting.
Okay.
Is that what you'd like to do? And that way you could vote on them.
I love Debbie.
Okay.
Yes, that's what
that
we would
be
like
fabulous.
To do.
Okay. Now, okay. So, and then any verbiage that you think, if you read, come across something that you think is important, throw it in there. Throw in, as, you know, I mean, we will definitely pare it down. But I think we should.
Well, and from the emails I was reading from her, didn't she also say that they wanted control of what was going on?
No, they wanted to participate.
Okay.
I said that they can help us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they should.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Right. I totally agree.
If you'll
recall, when we did the flood sign, that this is new for you, but I don't know if you've seen the flood signs down at Kaiser Rapids Park. We start out with a lot more words, and it's so easy to get too many words, and then people don't read it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's just good to have just a brief sentence under each picture, that, and try to keep it that way. So we can kind of use that example when we are working on this one.
And
this one will just be one sign, not four.
Debbie will cut out a paper or something the size of the sign, and then we'll start kind of figuring out which ones we want, how much room we have for what we need. So, yeah. Yeah, no, Tammy offered to help with both.
Okay. And on this on this thing, do we have money? Do we know where?
No.
Okay, so we're doing this without knowing an end result?
Right.
Okay.
The signs themselves, it's the stands that cost a lot
right,
of money.
Right.
And so the signs themselves don't cost too much. I did check with our finance director, and he said, I told him how much the signs were before. They were just, for one sign, was just like $125. And he said he thought we could probably find that in the budget.
Okay, okay.
And also she asked to have a meeting. I said I would come to I invited her here tonight.
Right, I seen that, yeah.
Right, and she couldn't make it. So I said I would meet with her next week. So if you want to come, Sherry.
At what day?
I don't know yet. I wanted
Wednesday
to have the
Thursday
meeting tonight first and
okay.
see.
Okay, Wednesday and Thursday I'm not able, but you've got my number, so just
okay.
send me a text. Thank
All right.
you. Yeah.
So Monday, Tuesday, or Friday?
Yep.
Okay, I will.
Monday or Tuesday. Friday's the end of the last day of the month. So,
okay,
yeah,
right.
that day will be
so
bad.
So Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I can
If that's
do that.
An option. I can do weekends also.
Okay. So Monday, okay.
As far as images, is there anything jumping out of anyone that you would like to grab and review for your homework? Rhonda, start with you.
Kaiser History YouTube.
Kaiser History YouTube is Rhonda.
And I'll take the Pinterest.
Jennifer is taking the Pinterest. Jill?
I'll take Facebook.
Facebook, Jill. And I'll take the Kaiser History, and I'll also go down to the last two where it says searchable. And see if there's anything on those.
I'll look at the Kaiser G Plus and see what's there too.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what's this Arcadia Publishing?
Oh.
I can take that one too.
Do you I hadn't looked at this. Do you remember? You'll remember, I think, Jill, and Sherry, too, because you've
mm-hmm.
done this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It was Arcadia Publishing.
It's
was
the book.
That book.
It's the book
People
of Kaiser.
That they make books.
It's at Easy Orchards. The last time I seen it, it's actually for sale. The museum probably still had some. When I was working over there, they had like four copies stashed
right.
that I found and pulled out.
Right, and what I was going to say was back several years ago, Arcadia Publishing approached KPIC
uh-huh.
to help them put together a history book.
Yep.
But we deferred and sent them to the museum. So the museum helped worked with them and put it all together. But that's a mm-hmm. good website then.
Mm-hmm. And the book's really cool, too, if you guys haven't seen it. And if the museum's out, I've seen them at Easy Orchards. You can also purchase them online. Amazon has them. And if you haven't been to the museum, you really should check it out because it's really, 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 really cool. It really is. There's lots of little nooks and crannies over there. Okay. Rhonda, origination of street names, neighborhood history?
That was something I never got anywhere with.
Okay, no report. Thank you. Facebook, Jill?
We're still getting a lot of likes. People going out and having interest, wanting to know why it's not updated very much, but I only go out and add
right.
minutes.
Right.
And then I go out and I add, our next meeting is, so I need to know what to add.
Are you following, like, City of Kaiser's websites, and is the KPIC following the museum and all those sorts of things?
No. On the Facebook
mm-hmm,
page? No.
Mm-hmm. You might go in and click and look those up and hit the follow button, and then that'll kind of coordinate, because I remember those guys over there were saying that they have the oral history videos on file over there, and it would kind of help link those two together.
So City of Kaiser, and what was the other one?
The Kaiser Heritage has their own website, their Facebook, I mean, excuse me. And so does...
to Facebook.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can... You know, that's the only other thing. I still got a lot of people coming out now, you know, likes and views and things like that, and then you need to add, you know.
Right.
People haven't heard from you for a while.
Maybe follow the neighborhood associations too. Can you send her the names of those? That way we can, yeah.
Northwest.
There's Gubser, West Kaiser, Southeast Kaiser.
Okay, I'm running out of room.
Okay, yeah, but if Debbie could send that information to you, and then we can follow those too.
And they have Facebook pages?
Mm-hmm. They all do. Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. I've been elected to the board of Southeast Kaiser a couple months back, and they have a Facebook page that's pretty popular.
Pages for all.
Yeah.
When we get the sign up for, I believe, the schoolhouse, we can take photos as it's being installed and up. And upload them to our page too.
Oh yeah, we can. Pictures are great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Willamette University, no report. Do you have a report? No, nothing was sent from Liesl.
No.
Thank you. Longitude, do we have anything?
No, I think that's Liesl too, isn't it?
It says Ashley.
Oh yeah, from Ashley. Nothing. Yeah.
And then on the oral history update.
Yes, I have spent the last month trying to get my bearings on that, and it is not a project for me.
Jennifer and I talked just before the meeting tonight, and it's a little overwhelming, and so we both agreed that it would be best if she just didn't work on the oral history.
Okay.
So we'll work.
I'm trying to get my feet in so that I know.
It's all good. We don't want to overwhelm anyone. We appreciate the bodies, and so we don't want anyone to be overwhelmed. Nothing against you doing the Facebook, but do you want her to maybe take it over?
She could, yeah.
And then that would help eliminate, and I'm not putting you in a spot, and if you don't want to, that's fine. But then maybe we could get a little more activity going on it and get some more likes out there, because I know you're busy.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
But that would give you something
that
you
could control and
wrap
help
around
with
that.
And understand.
That would be easier for you?
That would be way easier for
okay.
me.
Okay. And then,
I'd feel like I'd be part of something, which is my whole point.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'll figure out how to add her name so she has administration rights.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
In fact, we need to add Rhonda, because I think all of us have administration rights. Not everybody goes out there.
Right.
But we all have them just in case. So, unless you don't want to be added on.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Might
all
as
right.
Well. Yeah.
So some people don't have Facebook, so they didn't want to be added. So if you guys want to be added, okay, I'll add both of you then.
And Jennifer, if there is something, we do have a list of to-do projects. If you want to review any of these and come back and see if there's anything that might strike your interest at a next meeting.
I would love to do that.
That would be an option, and that gives you kind of a...
I'm introverted, so the oral history was just...
Right. And then we'll figure out something to do with oral history.
Okay.
Maybe Bob might be interested, because I know he has...
He wants to do the Claggett Creek Watershed.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that one out. We'll figure it out. And then Bob's not here, so we don't have a report for that. Any other business tonight?
I do have one.
Yes.
I know that we had mentioned that one time during one of our meetings that there was a sign down at Kaiser Rapids about...
On the trail?
On the trail, somewhere about...
A marker. Right.
And that Carla was going to take a picture of it, but she never did. So I asked Dave about it.
Uh-huh.
This is his response.
Dave.
Okay. I asked Dave.
Okay.
There is a sign at the boat ramp at Kaiser Rapids... about the Kaiser party possibly crossing the river there. That's the only sign I know about.
And I think I've seen that down there somewhere, yeah.
Okay, so because we were thinking of doing a point of interest or something.
No, it's near the flood project right now, too. It's right down in that
so
area.
So we don't need to worry
I
about...
I don't think... No, there's enough right there.
Okay.
Yeah, because it literally talks about where they think the crossing was and everything, where they might have crossed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was one down there, so okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I won't worry about that part. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you, Jill. Counselor.
I guess everybody, by the way, Monday night I was phoneless in Seattle, did not make the council meeting. But all the excitement in town is, as we all know, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And just for your information, it's not a done deal, but it looks pretty good. The official word from the mayor is it's still a work in progress, but they have chosen Kaiser, and we're pretty honored because, like, The location is incredible for, there's a lot of traffic. They'll see in and out, and they will come to Kaiser Station, which means good for us.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them will stop and go to Target and go to Ross and go to other.
Do we know where in Kaiser Station?
I'm sorry?
Do we know where in Kaiser Station?
I actually don't know exactly where. I kind of have an idea, but I don't want to say unless I'm positive.
Oh, I know where it is.
Pardon?
It's the last
restaurant pad in
that's
Kaiser
available.
Station.
Right.
And it's down, it's a vacant area down by the volcanoes in Target, I think. It's a vacant lot there. Has real high visibility to I-5.
From 5, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the Target parking lot?
No, in the parking lot. It's a pad. It's undeveloped land.
Oh, behind Target, on the past
around
Target.
There. Yeah, oh. I'm not exactly sure where.
I know. I've never gone past Target.
I've
so
never
I don't
really.
Know.
I don't know Kaiser Station that well, but it's right around there. It's close to I-5, and it's the last restaurant pad that's left
from I-5.
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting. I mean, you know, right Kaiser there. Times posted and got their most views ever. It went crazy, but. That's the good news. On a sad note, they found the mm-hmm. our missing Megan, who was actually my son's roommate at one time, a couple years ago. They were roommates. And she's the girl that was missing in Yamhill County. And sadly, they found her body
this morning.
Late this afternoon, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Kaiser right now. It's kind of sad for the family and my
she was in Kaiser?
Oh, yes.
Yes, she
oh,
was.
She went to school back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got tons of pictures because she was Tubbs in my
Whitaker
son's
group. McNary.
You know, whatever, all the prom and all those activities, you know, winter court and all that. And she's in a lot of our pictures. But nice gal, like I said. And it's very sad. So.
You said she had kids?
Pardon? Yeah, she had a kid. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's when my son and her kind of, he made a move because she was going to have a baby and he didn't want to, they're just friends, but they worked it. But anyway, nice gal, but very sad. Like I say, that's pretty much all I have to report. I just wanted you guys to know, unless you didn't know, in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
But, as far as the council, and like I said, I wasn't there, but of course the whole world knows about In and Out again, but I think it's a good deal. Did you know there's already two In and Outs already in, mm-hmm. in Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
And they're both south. If you have the opportunity, look at the video of the owner, the billionaire owner of In-N-Out. Did you happen to see it?
I didn't watch it. I saw it, but I
okay, well, it's pretty interesting. She's a young lady, and she's a go-getter. And if you go online, you'll find it. But that's all I have to report.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else? Wow. It went way too fast.
You went good. I like that. By the way, I'm sorry I was late. I was
you're
stuck
fine.
In traffic. Wait,
you're fine. You're fine. You're
it
fine.
It goes slower when we have everybody here because we have more reports.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you with the neighborhood history, Rhonda? I'd like to help you with the neighborhood history.
Okay.
That way maybe we can get somewhere.
Okay.
But by the way, Bonnie.
And it wouldn't be
I like your hair.
One person trying to dig into all of this information.
It wasn't like that last time I saw it.
Nope, it sure wasn't.
It's nice.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if that's it, nobody has anything else, I call the meeting adjourned at 6:24.
Okay. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
Wow.
But I want to try to help.
I
don't
thing.
Want to be like
alrighty.
Do this gigantic thing by myself because it's just too much.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Say it again.
Well, and I don't want to hit my head against the wall. I didn't sign up for that.
No, that's good.
Oh, no, not yet. Oh, did you?
But I'd like
are
to
sleep
on that.
I don't know yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, you don't sleep on that. Depends on how things
are. Mm-hmm.